You may think I'm a simp, but in reality, if you put me in a hypothetical sexual situation, I'd probably be dominant. Don't underestimate the power of an autistic. Excuse me. It's an Eleanor hour. You know the drill. I answer hypothetical Eleanor questions. I don't know a damn thing about relationships. It's you calling me on the show here. Yeah, let's go to Mimi. Mimi's got a question about family here on the Weekly Zoo. Mimi, what say you?
Hi. I have a question regarding your family. You talked that you were originally going to have a podcast on your family, and I just wanted to ask you specifically, what's your, how do you relate to your paternal side of the family, and how was it like? And I know that you said you were going to do an episode on it, maybe it wouldn't be the right time now. I'm just very curious, and also just, if you could compare and contrast to the Clickford family. I know that might be a sensitive subject. I'm sorry if this is too much in advance. I just wanted, I'm really curious on what you have. I'll take your question off the air if I have any questions to call back.
Okay, thank you, Mimi. Yes, I promised you a podcast, and what happened was I had somebody, I had to stop the show because of the What a Very Love Story person getting triggered, and the people were just freaking the hell out. They didn't know I was going live that night. They should have known better. So the ARs found me about 3 years ago in a month. So it was October 2018. The two aunts reached out to me in like a 10-day window, and I don't think it was purely coincidental. I wasn't expecting them. I really thought they would believe the bullshit my father would have said, to only find out he didn't say anything about me at all, which I think was more worse than bullshitting. In North Carolina, attempted to befriend me on October 4th at about 8 o'clock in the evening, like literally at 8 o'clock. I still have the email print from that. And then the other aunt was the following Saturday, the 13th, because it was ironic, 6 months to the day we met her in California. To put it mildly, I could get very blunt here. It really depends on, you know, there wasn't a roadmap on their end. They, from what I could tell, they just wanted to know where the other child was. I believe it was quoted when they came here in early 2018, the summer of that year, so much before they found me on Facebook. They, my uncle was turning 50, so there was a family reunion, and from my understanding, from my notes that I had cataloged, there was a child missing. I would not say a hierarchical child. I would just say a unit was missing. Like I'm just a generic body. And that's kind of what the family is. They are very empty people. The children, i.e. the cousins, are very just generic objects. I don't see any individuality. I don't see any originality of these kids. The aunt that reached out to me, she looked like she's wiped out a lot when we were doing the video chats. Don't be confusing that with the Asian eyes. I could see through that. It's just like, I'm not trying to trash the family, but if your question with the Clickfords, what's happening is, I was going to be a Clickford. I'm not technically a Clickford yet, and even though Melanie's, she divorced and she's dead at the same time via suicide, The difference is very night and day, and I'd rather be with a Clickford. I'd rather literally deprecate the yacht name in the name of a name of a non-physical individual that might be virtual or imaginary, depending on what side you're looking it on. The Ants family seems to be homogenous, generic, while the Clickfords were very original. On the other side, they unite via family blood, where the Clickfords are more than just the Clickfords, it's extended family and in-laws. Clickfords believe birth by acquisition, i.e. marriages, aunts, whatever, don't know. And so you keep going back and forth, and the more you draw a line between my paternal family and the virtual in-laws, I would probably side with the latter, because the family was very selfless. They didn't instruct their kids. They were punishing their kids. They were over authoritative. They were not objects. The Clickfords are a big loving family where you are it's like, we're going to tell you what not to do, but I'm not going to insult your intelligence. It was navigating people like Melanie, her brother Michael, and her sister Brianna. Melanie was actually the middle child. And the idea was to make the kids be successful to their ability, at their pace, at their speed. The father would, Papa Clickford would not let Melanie off the hook, but he wouldn't punish Melanie. It's really weird how someone like Melanie was raised, but there was a much warm family where the aunts are completely dark. They're part Japanese and they're not a rising sun. It's very full of darkness and opaqueness, and I'm not trying to nitpick this family as I'm picking them apart. I'm looking at it from just a practical, not subjective, but objective and on substance. The ants don't have any substance. They just are bodies. They're like organisms. I hate to say this about my family. It's like they're just a clusterfuck of French, Canadian, Franco, and Japanese roots. I have the family photos I got on my, what was it, 32nd birthday, and I just couldn't connect with the family. You know, the Tokyo Olympics this summer, there's part of me that's in this event, but my Japanese family doesn't really care about the Japanese culture, except for probably my grandmother, Bachan, but not the kids, not her kids, not even the grandkids. So watching, there is a sense of loneliness watching the Tokyo Olympics, because now I'm on the position, well, I'm not going to learn anything on the air, so I'm like literally on my own. At least I now know that. I feel like I'm not missing anything. But yeah, there was loyalty on the Clickfords for sure, but the loyalty kind of got bent, but that was on Melanie. Melanie really wanted zero contact. And so for the most part, the family was very giving, and they were more down to earth. They were a little bit upper middle class, but you didn't know they were upper middle class because they had the middle class, the low high middle class. And Melanie was just like I said, she was just Melanie. You know, they didn't like control Melanie. I see that on the outside, I'm seeing the hierarchical grandchildren being puppet strings. If I were to have family, I would clearly, now I know them to a certain point, know enough to say I'm certainly not raise the kids the way they are doing it. Because it's just so disabling. It's Karen-esque. And I think it's obvious they're conservative, very traditional, very rigid to other ideas. I mean, I don't think it's a no-brainer that my aunt in North Carolina lives here in an Air Force base in California, I was living in one of the most reddest counties in the country. I don't think that's just by accident. Because the reason why I put that in there, because if your worldview is so tight, you're gonna raise your kids to be tight. They're not gonna be able to comprehend living in the Triangle region, or even the greater San Diego County area, or even here in Southern New Hampshire, because your world is so. If you form your kids to protect, this is where the parenting is on floored on gas. They're over aggressive because the boomers failed with the millennials. I would certainly not parent the way that they would do it, because I'm not saying the kids should have to be the inmates controlling the asylum. But I certainly don't believe that kids, you don't want to be creating replicas to your kids. Kids are supposed to be an extension of you, to be something of their own. And I'm not seeing this. I'm seeing, I'm trying to remember all the cousins offhand, and some of them are in their 20s. One I know lives in the north end of town, and I just got a spam here, so I'm just gonna report this. This is sexually explicit material. Yikes. Excuse me a moment. This will be, these are bots. This is the first time I've had a bot, because I'm not having any viewers right now at the time of this recording. But anyways, it happens, right? And so anyways, so I've just seen these kids being overprotective, and it's just like, it's, I just cringe. I feel bad for them because they're getting robbed of individuality. And can you make a case of narcissistic parenting, or narcissistic tendencies with like the love bombing with me? Yeah, I apparently watch a lot of narcissistic videos on YouTube. Apparently, it's an interesting subject, but I felt that way. And then my vulnerabilities was exploited. I don't think it had anything to do with autism. George's, anyone that wants to know about autism, I think it was an added thing. But at the end of the day, when they both blew me off and walked away from me, it was, they just wanted a meet or greet. But if they had just the balls to say that, then fine. There was no boundaries. So I tried to set the boundaries, but it wasn't being reflected back. Oops, here's the mic falling apart here. And so, it was a lot of tit or tat, but you couldn't know what was the tat or the tit, because you couldn't, you didn't know. And it's certainly not how I reunite with family. I think part of it not being connected to my dad, in their words, I think probably did it on their part because they wanted us to be a happy clusterfuck. And I don't say that very lightly either, because when you look at them, they just look like a common by their looks, by their skin tone, their eyes, their bodies, whatever. It's that's what unites them. My father used to slur for his nickname in the 1980 class of 85 at Londonderry High School, the same Londonderry that I grew up, mind you. Some things don't change. And by 1985, you really should have been used as a three-letter J word to describe Japanese. The only thing that is united is just their blood and their race. But there's no culture, there's nothing. My father was, like I said, my father was a dick. Still is a dick. And I've accepted that. But, I understand the Clickfords, and the reason why Melanie left me, because she felt like she was being socially rejected by the very same people. I can't speak for her because she's no longer with us, and Melanie did not talk to me after February 14th, 2020. So, I can't speak for Melanie, and I don't think any of Melanie's family would want to speak to me in this regard for the weekly Sue or Eleanor, or I would be even privy to it, because Melanie might have put privilege restrictions like sister to mama secret. So I don't know what was in Melanie's head, but I know that she was kind of not comfortable. She didn't go to North Carolina with me. She stayed back home, and I was the lone minifigure. But Melanie is the girl that I would want in my life. I'd rather be at Clickford, and I will be at some point once all this shit settles. I'm going to change the name. You know, nothing's more pressuring to hear that you're the only remaining in the family. What, you want to keep the wild surname going? I'd rather deprecate it through acquisition with a better family. And you're, I'm a fucking adult too, so I should have every, I have the right to choose my family. And it goes on the other way as well. They chose that wasn't good enough. That's fine. I'm not mad at them. I'm just mad that they weren't open to keep me on the line of communication. Because that's a key to a healthy relationship. And that's why Mel and I were together for the time we were. Because she set the boundaries. We weren't going to just be in a relationship just because. And I think that's why we stood for the time that we did. I don't regret it one bit. But again, if I were to remarry Melanie, I would sure as hell do it in a heartbeat. That girl, it was just like, it felt like you were exploring the world with some lovely person. I miss her to the moon and back. Charlie, you're on the weekly too. We're kind of running out of time here, so we're gonna just finish up the callers here. Charlie, you're on the weekly too. What say you? Oh, sorry. Let's just open up the channel again. Charlie, go.
This is Charlie in my truck here, and I'm not in Chicago. I'm in Boise, Idaho. Here, just, I have a quick question regarding when it's okay to I go to Starbucks. I know I'm a big BST driver, but there's this cute girl at one of the Starbucks on my road, and I see her every couple of weeks, and she's, I don't know if she's doing it because it's her job or what. I know we get into this conversation, Jordan Pearson probably thinks I'm some simple one of them. But at what point do you think I should exchange information or find her on Facebook?
If you've been seeing her for, how often have you seen her? Do you, I would say a month, and if it's not a month, then,
All right, thanks for the call. Thanks for taking my call. Sorry. It's a long day.
Well, it's a long day, yeah. It's a day for you. All right, thank you, Charlie. Mr. X is next. Mr. X, you're on the Weekly Zoo. What say you?
Hi, thank you for taking my call. Great insight on your family. It's their loss, and they probably realized he had more sense of self, and he was just hiding in the fetal position. And just don't take it personal. It's these people probably used you and tried to successfully exploit you, and they failed. And as a result, you lost your family, but hopefully you'll get another family, hopefully you'll get a girl in your life, and I wish you all the best. You don't deserve to be all alone.
I appreciate those kind words.
No problem, sir.
Great, thank you, Mr. X. I had nothing but to gain, right? And if I gained one, it was better than nothing, but it turned out it was a loss within a year and a half. There were moments that I was a little rough on the edges, but on the other hand, it was all through texting, too. That was a whole other problem. Facebook and texting. No phone calls. No time for phone calls. Kids, her kids her kids come before you. Because it's all about her kids. I mean, those words have meaning if they know English, which they're, I don't know how they got the LHS diploma, to be quite honest with you, what the standards of entry was, because I thought veterinary, even in the 80s, had higher standards. I don't know how these people got away, if they just dumbed themselves down, or they got on drugs, or what they did to their brains. I don't mean to be passive-aggressive. I'm just like, these people just aren't articulate. They're so inarticulate. And it's funny because one of the aunts said you're articulate like your dad. Yeah, he's pretty articulate, okay? He's kind of a dick. And I don't want to say that liberally. He was very cruel with my mother. And the idea he told none of his kids... Yeah, there's half-sisters involved. The idea that they knew nothing... Oh, wait, where's that Jim Cramer? Let me pull that... let me pull that one up, because... hold on a moment. We gotta get Cramer up on the board here. Alright. No, hold on. Is it here on the board? Apologies for that. I'll get it loaded up. I'll take a break, then I'll wrap up with that, because what my father did, it's unforgivable. I cannot forgive a dick. Once you're a dick, you're always a dick. And if you don't come to your senses, you'll always be a dick. My saying is, you know, going back to politics, you know, if you're not conservative by age 30, you don't have a heart. If you're liberal after 30, you don't have a brain. Well, if you don't have rationality by the time you're 50, you're a sociopath. And that's my father. He's, you know, 50, what's he, 53, right? Because he's 20 years older than me. No, 50, sorry, 54, because I'm 34. Well, jeez, I chipped myself by a year. Wishful thinking. Well, I could just lie about my age, because he probably lies about his age, too. And, you know, he's after 50. I think he's a fucking sociopath, because he never, like I said, he knows that there is stuff going on. Did he know? Did he get in touch with my mother or me through Facebook? Nada. So, you know, if you have no empathy after your age 50, I add that. If you're not conservative by 30, you don't have a heart. If you're not a liberal, if you're a liberal after 30, you don't have a brain. And if you're not rational after your age 50, you're a fucking sociopath. I gotta get that quote, you know, spit up, but I'm going to take a break to close up the show, close up for 11 o'clock, and then do some previews of scenes that have come up on my YouTube channel next.
These nuts! They're nuts! They know nothing!
That's Jim Cramer rant from 2007. I remember watching it because I think it was on August 3rd of 2007. And I was, you know, watching Street Signs, or at least the latter part of it, because I was in summer program in regular school as well. And that's how I described the half-siblings in my family. And again, just for a Cliff Notes version... That was as of my birthday in 2019. So, again, about, was it 5 months in? It was actually not even 5 months in. In early 2019, we get a message from my mother gets it. Now, initially I thought, well, why is she bypassing me to go to my mother? And this is where I thought, okay, they're using the autism because they're trying to, like, avoid anxiety or whatever. But no, that's a standard operating procedure of disrespecting the autonomy of an adult hierarchical child. I can confirm this. But what happened was they were coming up to New Hampshire because my ba-chan moved down to NC with my aunt, like, literally within, like, I don't remember. So anyways... They wanted to surprise me, come up. And we didn't know what the surprise was. Like, or like, who was going to come, who was what. So it was the two of them. But what I did was I posted it on Facebook and I tagged her in the post. And I knew that I was going to get some reaction. And for about a year and a half, not even a year and a half, because it was June of last year, where it was the oh shit moment was. And my, what happened was when I posted it, no one else in the family, You know nothing about this trap.
And he's nuts! They're nuts! They know nothing!
Okay, not the nuts, the next cut.
They know nothing!
That one. Well, they're nuts in other ways, but what happened was, apparently, the community, it was so... But how am I supposed to know, right? How am I supposed to know the family wasn't supposed to know? Like, it was a surprise. I thought, for a rational person, on my end, it's a surprise for me, and I can't be liable for the stupidity or ignorance, I mean ignorance, on the other side of the family, or the other branches of the family. So what happened was, the half-sisters are not the right home about. They're really aggressive. They're kind of like mini me's of my father, unfortunately. And this is, again, where I don't think this is proper way to raise children. You're not supposed to make cloned versions of you. That's like King Friday in the land of make-believe, okay? So what happened was they felt inconvenienced that they couldn't come for their birthday or whatever for a surprise. And what happened was this exchange between the half sisters and the aunts were on my post. That I tagged my aunt. I was delayed. Okay, so as people know with social media, I'm more governed. I'm more governed of what goes on at what time. It was delayed, I believe, about 2 hours after the event, after the photos were taken. And it was written, I believe, gender neutral, because I was the first grandchild, which is the fact, but the half-sisters could not have been bothered with it. And in some ways, they were taken up ground, but that responsibility should have been on me. And for a while, I was carrying that burden until Father's Day of last year, where my father, where I had this moment of, my father denied my existence. He didn't tell anybody about me. He just, because he had no restrictions. He could have called my mother, could have done anything if he wanted to, but he chose not to because he's a fucking pussy. Sorry, but I hate saying that. It's not something I wanted to say with pride, but it's a fact. He's a fucking pussy. And he's my biological father, claims no ownership of this individual. And for every Father's Day, I probably will hate my father. I know that's not for an orthodox belief, but this family doesn't have any orthodoxy whatsoever. Strict traditionalism, and it's all in name only. I'd rather be with a family that believes it in the spirit, not, and means it. Say what you mean what you say, but don't say it meanly. Jennifer Capriati, her Twitter bio from about a decade ago. And I had the hots for her. That's why I quote Jennifer Capriati. Yeah, she was a smoke. But I would certainly want to be around a real, honest family that means what they believe in. Not someone that wants to say it to just fit in. The aunts are to get along. But when it comes to autism,
they know nothing!
It was all new to them. They almost freaked out like Jim Cramer did 14 years ago, 15 years ago. How many years is 20? 14 years ago. And, they don't know nothing. And so that, once I realized that no one in the family had any intimate knowledge of the emotion, the developmental disorders of autism, I'm like, it can't be 1 in 50 kids or 1 in 50 people. Because if that was the case, they should have known one or two other people. There should have been another member on the other side of the family. And there was no one.
They know nothing!
So that's the AOTS in a nutshell. That was part of the pun. Let me just play this one.
And he's nuts! They're nuts! They know nothing!
They're nuts, and they know nothing. They don't. And I'm not being sadistic. My family is... My paternal family is just a fucking joke, and I don't say that with much pride. I get a smile because I'm trying to laugh off the pain here as I drop the freaking. I gotta get the glue on here tomorrow. I gotta do the studio maintenance tomorrow because I had to rip off the studio to get the microphone working properly. And but yeah, my father's is a dick. and I don't say that with pride. I don't like saying that about my father, but it's a stuff that if I were to have children, because the year that Melanie and I got together was the year that I was hoping I would find somebody, and there's nobody available, okay? And I remember telling my family friend, my guy friend at the time, I said, I was thinking about being a father. Hope I'd find a girl. Maybe she had a kid. Maybe we'd make a kid. Whatever. And at the time, I was 27, and I didn't realize how bad humanity was until years later, until noticing how really a dick my father was. You know, he's not my dad because he doesn't accept my existence. And I think maybe I should be careful how much I say, because maybe they got taken aback. The idea that for 32 years, nothing was said to the adult siblings. I don't know how you could do that. I just don't. The rational in me, maybe I'm just too rational. I just can't logically think that. But that's just how my father was. He was just a fucking dick. And again, I don't like saying that, but what else can I say? He's just a moron, a useful idiot. And it hurts me to have to say that. It hurts. But like I said, maybe with everything that's been going on for almost the last couple of years, maybe something will happen, but I'm not holding my breath either. When I say good people, I'm talking about people who have conscience, people who have rational thinking, that understand stuff, that puts their core beliefs above everybody else, that you're here for yourself to a certain point, but also there's more to that. You gotta think above yourself, you know, because there's more to the world than just you. And if you're a Christian and you're a family values person, you would know that, and you wouldn't have to preach it. If you're preaching it, you're doing it the wrong way. So again, time heals all wounds. I dealt with the grief of not having a father back when I was from 18 to 21, probably when I was a teenager to 21. By the time I was 21, I was on Facebook again, or I was about to leave Facebook, then came back a few years later. I thought I was in the clear. So when I was 31 going on 32, I thought I was in the clear. And then it happened on October 4th, 2018, and it was a pleasant surprise, but it ended up being a total loss. Now, I should be positive and say, well, maybe something could happen, not being a delusional nut job or whatever, but maybe down the road, maybe something will come out of it, maybe. But I'm not holding my breath on that either. All right, that's the end of the weekly zoo. We'll be back on next Tuesday. We'll do some more stuff. I might do a clip on other subjects we did on Eleanor just to make the show pretty raunchy. Doing a new segment called Only Fans. I've been shooting a lot of video with fans blaring with my devices, so you'll get 1 minute AMSAR stuff. I had the one on my Avaya G250 phone device, but I'm actually going to do a video on that. I recorded it last year, but I haven't edited it. So there's a couple of cool stuff. I hope you check it out on the zoo. There'll be some more tape stuff. It's not just live stuff. There's tape stuff. So without further ado, I'm going to play my Avaya 250 unit up, just a B-roll of the unit and just fans. I think that's kind of cool. I think this is going to be funny. I hope you guys enjoy it. Have a great week. Bye.